ghost stories online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
So hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Tony and Jenny Bruschi joining you once again. This is our Spirits with Spirits live episode. If you're listening to it on the podcast, this is the episode where we take live phone calls every single Tuesday night on our Facebook page. You just join us there and you can call in live. The number is on your screen if you are watching right now. It is not our normal number, so that's why it is on your screen if you're watching on Facebook, to call in your live ghost story. Lots of exciting stuff tonight with your calls, and of course, Spirits with Spirits mean we're drinking on the show tonight, as opposed to what we normally do in the afternoon when we do the show before we have to go pick up our children from school. So that makes it a little bit more of exciting of an episode. So that's what we got going on tonight. Tonight's spirit comes to us from Ogden, correct?
That's correct.
I was like, Ogden? I think it's Ogden, but I could be saying it wrong, and I'm sure I will say it wrong on the air. But Ogden. Ogden's own. Ogden, Utah is where our spirits come in for the show tonight. And they're really playing on their history. Ogden, Utah, a place where around the turn of the century, meaning like 1800s to 1900s. Mm-hmm. I have to be specific now.
Yes.
It's not like, well, in 1990, it was the Wild West. No, 1890, 1880, that time into 1910, 10, 20, 30, that area. Very kind of crazy time where almost anything could be done. Lots of stuff.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff.
Colorful history.
Colorful history. Things going on in the hotels, in the saloons, in all that. And so their spirits that this distillery has come up with really play on a lot of the history of the area. And we're going to check out four different brews of theirs this evening from their distillery of Ogden's Own. And we'll start out with probably the cleanest and the purest, because it will just get dirtier and muddier from there, but delicious all at the same time. Really interesting stuff. This is a small distillery where they handcraft all their different stuff. We have a vodka, we have a gin, we have a whiskey, and their own medicinal it's not truly medicinal, but it's called Underground, and it's a really interesting one that they brew up. It's an herbal handcrafted spirit. So some fun stuff.
Herbal means healthy.
Yes, of course, it's healthy. You just drink the bottle and you'll be just fine. It means everything is going to be all good. So call on the line. I'll give the number out verbally if we need to, but this is only if you're watching us live on Facebook. 216-446-7810. 216-GHOST-10 is our live call-in number. Tonight only, as we do this live. If you're listening on the podcast of this, that number will not reap any benefits. It will simply die. So let's have a little bit of this. This is Five Wives Vodka. I love it.
I do too.
That's hilarious. And they're playing on all different aspects of the history of the area. Handcrafted Utah Mountain, from the Utah Mountain Springs is what we're going to have. And I'm going to pick up our first call as we pour this out here. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, hi there. My name is Karen. I'm calling from Ontario, Canada.
Well, hello, Karen. Welcome to the United States. How are you doing this fine day?
I'm doing quite well. It's kind of cold up here. Surprise, surprise. But not too bad.
Shocking in winter. What you got for a temp there today?
I think that we were actually, I don't know what it is in Fahrenheit, about minus 10 Celsius.
Jenny, what does it equal in Fahrenheit?
I don't we know. Still have,
yeah, you know what? We keep complaining about the weather, but I keep saying, hey, it's only January. Come on.
You're right.
We should have snow on the ground.
Exactly. Do you have snow on the ground, or are you all melted?
We have snow right now.
Okay.
But I think we've had less snow in the last few years because of the climate, but
sure.
Whatever.
Yeah, no, we have, my parents are up in Wisconsin, and I was shocked. I've been watching some of the melting going on up there because they have a big thing where they go out in the lakes and they fish on ice. They do ice fishing. And one of their biggest seasons is in like mm-hmm. January, February. And they're all watching it now because the lakes are all not able to be driven on because it's melted so much and it's totally messing with everything. But anyhow, it's going on. What's going on with you? Do you have any ghost stories for us tonight?
Yeah, actually, I've been wanting to call and tell you guys a few things. So okay. First, I thought maybe what I'll do is just focus on kind of the weird stuff that's happened in my house. I have okay. house things and I have work things, but I'll focus on house things. So I don't want to sound cliche, but I can pick up vibrations from jewelry or objects. If I go into a house or certain rooms, I can pick up energy. I can't really... With objects, all I get is vibrations, so I can't really read what it necessarily means. But I know when I go into certain rooms, I can tell if something's been something negative or something positive. But so that aside, when my spouse and I moved into our first house that we purchased together, it was from the original owners, and the house had been built, I think, in about 1965. So original owners. We bought the house, and I actually happened to know the people through my work. Coincidentally, when we were purchasing the house, we found out that I actually knew them. And I work in healthcare, just so you know.
Okay.
And I remember, so it was a three-level side split bungalow, three-level side split house. And I remember very shortly after we moved in, I was in the basement. And I was watching TV, and all of a sudden I felt this something, someone was behind me. And it was literally like someone was behind me, and the hair went up on the back of my neck. And I turned around, and no one was there. And I said, okay, well, whoever's here, this is my house. This, you know, no one can be here except for myself, my spouse, my cat, like, get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And so it left. And I found out the next day when I went to work that the previous owner of the house had passed away the day before. And so I thought, oh my God, is this like, was this the previous owner coming to kind of do last like check on the house and see who's living in his home that he had been in for, you know, 50 plus years, whatever.
Sure.
So that was kind of crazy. The other thing that happened in that house, we'd been in the house about 3 years. And one summer I was between jobs. So I'd worked in a long-term care home, a nursing facility, and was just in the process of switching jobs to a hospital. And I had, in my previous job in the nursing home, obviously worked with a lot of seniors. And so anyways, this one summer, it started out that at about 2:30, 2:31, every morning I started waking up and I'd wake up and I'd look around the room, and then I would look at my bedroom doorway and I would see an old woman walk past the doorway, and I didn't recognize her. And I would just kind of look at it and go, holy crap. Okay. I got to go back to sleep. And mm-hmm. it scared me initially. And each night for like a month, I would wake up exactly 2:30, 2:31. And I look at the doorway, and some old woman would literally just peek around the corner of the doorway, stare at me, and just look. And I didn't recognize any of them because I initially thought, well, is it residents from a long-term care home that I've worked with who are deceased? Or mm-hmm. But I didn't recognize any of them. And the weird part is that I actually need glasses for distance, but I could still see I could see the facial features from a distance. So it was really bizarre. Anyway, so after about a month, I got so frustrated. I told my spouse that what was going on, because I wasn't sleeping well, and I was actually like, it was affecting my daily functioning. I wasn't rested. So I got quite upset and just said, you know, like, I didn't want to tell you because I didn't want to freak you out, but this is what I'm seeing every morning at 2:30 in the morning. So I just said to the house, like, whoever's here, you need to leave. I don't want anything to do with you. You need to go. And it stopped. So then we moved to another house, and it was out in the country. And this house has, it was built in 1990, and it's a beautiful, large house on 3/4 of an acre just outside the city. And because we're city folk, and you know, we had to learn about, oh, we have a well, so now we need to know, how do you maintain a well? How do you have a septic system? And we have an iron filter and a water softener. So the previous owners explained to us, you know what, in the middle of the night, some of these things will start to cycle. Mm-hmm. They'll make noise. Don't worry about it. You'll get used to it. And our first night in the house, we went to bed, and oh my God, like in the middle of the night, all of a sudden we woke up to hearing pots and pans banging from the kitchen.
That's normal though in the country.
We sat up in bed.
When you're in the country, that stuff happens.
No, it's
completely normal. That's the country air. That's the country fresh.
Right?
Fresh flavor of all the food that's out there. It's bursting with flavor, and it bursts to your pots and pans in the middle of the night. You've heard the term country fresh flavor, right?
Oh my God, it's crazy. We're like crapping ourselves. It's like bang, bang, bang.
Bursting.
Pots and pans, and we thought, holy shit, how did they sleep through this? Like, why did they set this in the middle of the night? Like, why would they, how would these people sleep in the house previously? Pardon my language. And so when we looked, we thought, well, did the cat knock something off a counter? You know, and we look at the bed and the cat's in bed with us.
Yeah.
And is the cat being cooked? Like, I said to myself, we I put everything away. Like, that's always my first thing when we move into a new house, is our new home, whatever. The kitchen is the most important room to me, and I clean the cupboards immediately. Things go in the cupboards. So I knew I put everything away. So we ended up, I don't even think we actually came down to the kitchen to check. We were so scared. But the next day, there was nothing. Like, there was absolutely nothing. And we haven't heard that racket since. So that was like a one-time thing. And
that's good.
So then the other thing, so then the rest of, I'm just trying to think, that first year in the house, we would hear at random points throughout the day, like if it was like on a weekend during the day and we happened to be home, or if it was in the evening, we would hear what sounded like a box sometimes shifting off a surface and then falling and hitting the ground and like things shifting. And we thought, well, we have, when we moved, we had packed a lot of stuff in Rubbermaid bins, mm-hmm. and they were in certain rooms. I thought, oh, shoot, did like the cat knock something over? Did we, something fall over? And we would look, and we couldn't find anything that had been knocked over. And so it happened for a year that we'd hear just suddenly something shift and then hit the ground and kind of rattle. It was so random.
It makes you wonder if like these things were things that happened, you know, the sounds that you're hearing, if they were actually like going on as a conscious
something messing with you right now, or residual. Yeah,
exactly.
Right. Yeah. Well, and it was like a really lovely couple that lived here before. Mm-hmm. It was a retired couple and they had to move for physical reasons. And then, I'm going to go on a limb. So then a lesbian couple moves into this house, and all I can think of is like, oh my God, did we just piss off some ghost? Thinking, oh my God, here we've got this lovely, you know, elderly couple, and then lesbians come into the neighborhood. What the hell? Like, come on. But we ended up so crazy. I was walking out of the, so then it was about a year ago, I was walking out of the master bedroom and walking to the sort of the head of the stairs. Mm-hmm. We have a spiral staircase, and there was an orb of light that actually followed ahead of me on the ceiling. And it was kind of like, you know, when you have a reflection on your watch,
sure,
and the sun hits it and you see like a, that's what it looked like. And it went across the ceiling. But the thing is, there are no windows and there were no lights on. And it just suddenly blipped and disappeared when I got to the head of the stairs.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, I'm not going to freak out. You know, there hasn't been anything hitting the ground. It's okay. The last thing that's recently kind of happened was shortly after that. So I was putting up the Christmas lights, and it was November a year ago, and a year and a bit ago, and it was a beautiful November day. Snow hadn't fallen, but it took me like a full afternoon to put the lights on, and then I had to put a heating cable on the roof, on a section of the roof where we get ice buildup. And I always said I have timers for the lights, and I knew I'd gotten a timer, a special timer the year before for the heating cable. Mm-hmm. And I thought I'd put that timer to turn the heating cable on. I thought I'd put it on, or I thought I'd stored it with everything in the garage. Mm-hmm. And so once I put all the cables up, and I was tired, I was hungry, I was cold, I just wanted to get everything all finished. I couldn't find the timer, the special timer that had a remote for the heating cable. And I couldn't find it. And I started to, I was hangry. By that time, I was so hangry. I was starting to kind of swear. My spouse was like, okay, anything you want. Like I'll find it. I'll look in the basement. Blah, blah, blah. So, just quit swearing. The neighbors will hear. And so I'm just like swearing, and I'm in the garage. I'm like, I'm tired. And I walked, I kid you not, all afternoon, I had walked out of the garage and then along the side of the house to the deck, the back of the yard where the deck was, and then back at, there's a door back into the garage in the back. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, where the heck is this timer? And my spouse said, okay, I'll check the garage, I'll check the basement. What does it look like? And I'm like, I don't even remember what it looks like. It was a year ago. And so she went down into the basement, and I'm like, okay, one more time. I kind of threw a couple F-bombs. And I walked over from the garage and again walked around the front to the side. I start walking along the side of the garage to the backyard, and there's the frigging timer sitting on the ground beside the building. I had no idea. I have no idea how it got there. I had no idea what it even looked like. And there it was waiting for me outside the garage against the building. And I had walked around there all afternoon. So I picked up the timer and I said, thank you very much, whoever this is, who's helped me out, because I'm going to quit having my hissy fit. and I ended up putting it in. But how friggin' bizarre is that?
We were just talking about that on an episode we recorded today of objects either being moved by the entity and then discovered, or the entity helping you find the object when you're looking for it, where it's like, I'm wandering around here all the time through your walls. I know where everything is. And then I'm just going to throw it out here for you now that I found it. And that's almost kind of sounds like what just happened there.
Right. And I was like, oh, thanks so much. I really appreciate it. And I'm not going to, keep losing my crap about this. But then a part of me is like, wait a second. I thought I had it specifically in a spot in the garage. Did you turkey move that?
Yeah.
Make me lose my crap. And then, but anyways, but we haven't, since then we haven't really had anything happen in the house since then, but we keep hearing the odd, weird noise, and there is a room in the house I'm not actually, both of us aren't comfortable with.
Yeah.
And I have a staff member who at work who is actually, she does see things, and she said there's something in the house in that one room that doesn't want to be seen. So I've just kind of been like, okay, I don't even want to go there. I'm just going to, that's a spare room we don't really go into. And
sure.
Yeah. So I've been wanting to share that with you guys.
Well, thank you. Those are some great stories.
I have other stuff from work, and I'll share another time. So.
Yeah, be sure to call in next week. Call in next week. Yeah. Call in next Tuesday night when we do this. Those are great stories. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with us.
Well, and I just want to say, actually, just lastly before I go, I am an EVP, and for people who, I keep hearing people say, I will become an EVP. You know what? I just want to say to people, if you buy coffee at a cafe like every day or, you know, at a coffee shop or something, just pocket that change for a few days and you'll get, you can afford the membership, because what you guys provide with the EPP membership is pretty awesome. So I listen to everything when I cut the grass, when I, my 3/4 of an acre of grass.
Yeah.
It's very, it's lovely to listen to make grass cutting a lot of fun. And also when I'm cooking crazy meals, you know, on the weekends. So thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate everything.
Thank you. I'm so glad we could be there for you for that stuff. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number, 216-446-7810 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online as we do our live episode this evening. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi.
Who's this?
Hello? Oh my gosh, this is, my name is Maria.
Maria,
hi. I'm sorry, I'm so excited. Me and my daughter, sitting here listening to you guys and watching you. And like, she's 9, we watch you guys, listen to you guys all the time. I can't believe we just got on. Sorry, I'm so excited.
No, well,
my heart is sounding.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for being on hold for like 11, 12 minutes. I was watching that. I was hoping you wouldn't hang up.
Yeah.
Do you have a ghost story for us tonight?
Yes, I do. Right. And actually, my daughter's going to hear this for the first time. So,
okay.
But I think she's old enough to. It was actually at our old house. Our old house, we moved in, and I had always felt like there's just something off about the house. But I never paid much attention to it until our basement was unfinished at that time when we moved in. And so, when my husband was at work and my daughter was at school, I would hear things down in the basement, like moving. And I thought, well, it hadn't been lived in for a little bit, so maybe it was, you know, maybe I'm just hearing things, or maybe it's a mouse or a bird or something. Mm-hmm. But I told my husband about it. He went down there. Nothing was down there. And so just to kind of make the story a little bit quicker, we got the basement finished, and we continued to have things, like hear things throughout the house, and even my husband would hear it and acknowledge that he would hear things and everything, but never thought much of it. My daughter actually saw a couple of times something out of the corner of her eye, but we just brushed it off as maybe, you know, she was tired. But we actually finally had a medium come in. A medium come in and one day, just for fun with us and a couple other couples. And the medium actually told us that there was something in the house. And so, and that we needed to have the house blessed. And so I guess I don't know why I didn't get it blessed right away. I don't even know why I didn't, but, then one night me and my husband were sitting in the living room, and we had our 2-year-old daughter, she was playing in her room, and my other daughter, she was at CCP class that night, and, clear as day, we heard in my daughter's voice, the one that was at CCD, we heard, "Hi, Bella," in Bella's room, and Bella comes running out as fast as she can, and me and my husband just looked at each other and we're like, "Is Dakota home?" But I mean, there was no way she could be home because neither of us picked her up, and we were both sitting in the living room.
Yeah.
And so we just didn't know what to think of that. I don't know if you guys have ever heard a ghost like sounding like a family member, or I mean, it sounded just like Dakota, but she was not there. So then after that, I got the house blessed and never had any other occurrences at the house.
Well, it's good that the house is blessed and that seemed to have handled the situation. And the answer to your question is yes.
We hear that all the time. And, you know, sometimes we wonder if it's just a residual, but then a lot of times, you know, it seems to be mocking somebody that's very much alive and well and is, you know, present in the house most of the time, but doesn't happen to be there, just like this case where it mimicked Dakota's voice. So we hear that a lot, but I'm glad that it stopped after you got the house blessed.
Yes, yes. And we hear, I mean, that's all I have, and you guys are awesome.
Thank you. I was going to say, we hear it both ways, too. We hear it where we hear stories where the children are hearing the parents as well.
Yes.
Where we have stories from, adults who are describing their experiences as children, where I would constantly hear my mom calling my name or calling this or calling that. And then we go to see mom, and mom's like, I didn't call you. So it works both ways. But yes, it is a very common occurrence, and it typically is not a good thing. But the fact that you were able to eradicate that is a good thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm glad I'm not the only one that has had that experience.
Not at all.
I felt like it wasn't a good thing either. And I didn't like that it was messing with my 2-year-old daughter.
Yeah. No.
Right.
You're far from being the only one. There's probably thousands and thousands of people who've had that same sort of thing that's happened to them.
All right. Well, that is all, you guys. And thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in tonight. Have a great night.
All right. You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. The phone number is 216-446-7810 if you want to call in, or 216-GHOST-10 if you can spell out with the numbers and the letters. On your
phone. I can't do that.
I'm not good at that either. I like if you're trying to remember a phone number, it's good to have something like 216-GHOST-10.
Sure.
But if you're just like trying to like, where is this?
I was terrible at texting before I had a keyboard. So
did you ever do the QWERTY keyboard? The
QWERTY?
QWERTY, is that how it's
QWERTY?
Yeah, you press in like each key had like four letters and you had to press. I got pretty good at that for a little while. And then iPhones came out, and
I thought the QWERTY keyboard was like the way it's done on a regular keyboard, like a BlackBerry used to have.
I always thought QWERTY was the just learning how to do it, like with the three. I don't know.
I don't know. My phone anticipates what my word's going to be, and I haven't texted a full word in I don't know how long. So
that's why you text me crazy things like, I would like shoe meat for lunch.
It's fun. That's just type in one word, and whatever it suggests, you just press that word, and it just makes really fun sentences.
Do you want Nikes?
And you send that to Teds? Whomever, and they assume that you're past your first shot of vodka and on past the gin and whiskey.
I usually assume you're past your first shot by 11 a.m., but
no,
I'm not quite.
I'm kidding.
Let's move on to our next beverage. So we had the Five Wives, by the way. This is, and I said this the other night, the first time we tried it when they sent it to us, from Ogden Zone. Ogden, right? I will forget
Ogden.
It every time I say it. I said it the other night. I'm like, this is one of the smoothest vodkas I've ever had. And it really is. So Five Wives, if you can find that, delicious. Five Wives, and it's funny because when I say it, it goes right in front of your face. It looks Five Wives.
Are you wanting five?
No, I don't.
I think I'm the headache of five.
I think you're good. I'm good. I'm good with one.
Okay.
I just thought it was funny because I was watching them be like, boom. Okay, so this is their Madame
Petrini
gin, small batch gin.
And we got to tell the story on Madame Petrini. This is pretty cool.
Would you like to tell the story?
So we all know Brigham Young had like 40-something kids. Anyway, this person was also named Brigham Young. I think it was Brigham Morris Young, to be exact. And he was... He went around, yes, and performed dressed up as a woman and was so convincing with his falsetto voice that he took on this persona as Madame Petrini and went around and performed all over Utah. And I'm not sure how far he went, but I just think that's an awesome story. I love that.
Here is the image. This is what he looked like, she looked like back then. And it got so popular, he was making so much money, he was like, I'm going to keep doing this. Why not? So there's such an interesting history in the state of Utah of their the individuals, the people that were in popular culture over the eras. And I think it's just fun how this distillery takes some of that, celebrates it, kind of pokes some fun at it, but has some fun just kind of showcasing what the history was. And is. So anyway, here's the gin from Ogden Zone. And by the way, phone lines are open right now. and as with gin, Christmas tree-y. But
not over the top.
Not over the top. This is a really nice, there's a lot of herbal essences. Not like this in the shampoo, but.
Not gonna go there. Now, I am not, usually a gin fan, but I really like this one because it doesn't taste like you're drinking a pine tree. It's really good.
It's one of the smoothest gins I've ever had. Just like with the vodka, and it probably starts there, I would guess. But you have a lot of the botanicals that really come out in this, and it's a good drinking gin, a good smooth gin. It's a great martini. I had one the other night with blue cheese olives, and it was excellent.
Yeah.
So really, really good stuff. Let's go to another caller. This is a caller at area code 626. Hello, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Ryan M., calling from Covina, California, or a suburb from Los Angeles.
All right. Well, Ryan, welcome to the show. You have a ghost story for us tonight.
I do. I actually called in on your guys' podcast a few times, but
sure.
Yeah, I got another one I want to tell you guys about.
Let's hear it.
Well, actually, this is one of the earliest memories I have as a child.
Okay.
I would say it was about maybe 7 or 8, and this was the first time I had my own room. I used to share a room with my sister, and so this was the first time I had actually my own room. And I was always scared of the dark, and I would hate to sleep by myself. And every time I would have to go to the bathroom, I'd have to cross the hallway into the actual bathroom. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, every time I would see a white line at the end of the hallway, and it would scare me to death. And I would have to look through the doorway, see it. Kind of hide again, and then I'd have to actually run into the bathroom, and that's one of the earliest memories I have.
Okay.
I think there's some kind of, at the very least, an energy there. Mm-hmm. When you're past the age mm-hmm. of being afraid, like, 4 or 5, and you're like 8 or 9, and you know better, but you still get creeped out. There's got to be something there, because yeah. I bet you if you went back there as an adult, you would still be creeped out. And I don't think it's just a memory of being creeped out. I think there's something there that would still creep you out.
Let me ask that. Have you gone back there as
an
adult?
That's funny. I actually drove past there not too long ago, and I kind of did feel that creepy feeling still.
Mm-hmm. Is that where it ended? Did anything continue on in any other places you've lived after that, or was that just kind of resident to that specific area?
Well, just with like an animal kind of haunting. Mm-hmm. I have had other experiences once before in another apartment. But I mean, I called in before about that. Other than that, no. I mean, everything's been pretty, calm.
Okay.
And I'm betting that this entity that you experienced as a child, it probably really wasn't anything bad. It was just something there. And that's in itself is scary, especially when you're a child, just knowing that there's something there. Because I think if it wanted to do something, it would have. I think it was just its presence, which it couldn't probably help, still scared you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree.
Also, another thing, I'm a Leo. Do you think that has anything to do with it?
I'm a Leo, too.
I don't know, because, yeah. I've got one Leo in the house that's very sensitive, and I've got one Leo in the house that's kind of not. So, I don't put a lot of stock in astrology and the interactions of paranormal right. activity with people and their certain signs, but
I'm going to watch all the hate come in mm-hmm. right now after that statement was
made. We'll just have to see. I mean, we've not talked about that a whole lot, though.
We don't really touch on astrology. I think we've never touched on it, but.
I don't either. I thought it was a funny coincidence.
I don't really put much into that either. I think it's very much an individual thing. I think it's very much a spiritual thing. It's not so much. I really don't necessarily subscribe to the month you were born or the this or that. I think it's more so just. I think it's part of our genetics, honestly. I think some things, it's something that's yet to really be discovered and identified other than us speculating on it on a show. I think these things are going to be determined a lot further down the road and like, oh, these are, yes, of course, well, because of this and that, you're more sensitive to this and that.
Right.
Just like sight and sound, like I always say, some people can see better than others, some people can hear better than others, and some people can pick up on this better than others and that. And this is, I think, just one of those sensitivities that we have yet to identify scientifically to really make sense of.
And people born in August don't seem to see any worse or any better than others.
No, exactly.
So it's the same kind of thing.
I agree.
Right.
I agree.
Definitely.
thank you for being a loyal listener, and thank you for the call. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for what you do.
Okay, have a great night. Bye-bye. Phone lines are open.
Bye-bye.
216-446-7810. 216-GHOST is our number. Well, we battled the gin pretty well.
I'm almost there.
You're almost there.
I've got about half of what you poured. I don't have any ice. Well, I've got ice over here. I need to put ice in.
You're saying chug, chug, chug. That's
I know. When I finished off my vodka, it totally looked like I was doing a sorority chug.
Your ice all melted in there, though, so it kind of made it easier to...
Yeah. It wasn't pure vodka that I found. It was melted ice.
Not at all. No, not at all pure vodka.
I could handle it better than you, Leo.
216-446-7810 is our number. 216-446-7810. You're right. I can't read the damn number directly in front of me on the screen to call in your ghost story live. And by the way, if you're listening to the podcast version of this, that's not the number to call right now. This is just strictly for the live version of our show, which is going on Facebook every single Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Central. Join us Facebook Live at Real Ghost Stories Online. So we have two more of the beverages to try on our Spirits with Spirits episode. Porter's Fire.
Full disclosure, just because the guy on the bottle looks insane, I had to try this one ahead of time, and I did.
This is how he looks.
He's kind of crazy. Kind of looks like you could have dressed Will Ferrell up with a beard and long hair, and you would have achieved the same thing.
Yeah, or if you put a swastika on his head, it kind of looks like
Manson.
Charles Manson to a certain extent. But that's how it looks. So here you go, Jenny.
Okay, just
Canadian whiskey, cinnamon, and vanilla schnapps with neutral spirits.
It's good
Not
stuff.
Not natural, neutral. So
thank you. That's plenty.
It is a. It's not bad, and I'm not a big cinnamon. Alcohol person?
No.
No. Ever since I was aged 17, 18 in high school, and we...
So how old were you when you had your first drink? I'm just asking.
I want to finish
No, I want to know first before you move on, because you make it sound like 17, 18, you'd moved on past schnapps to other things.
I had. I'd moved on to the hard stuff.
Okay.
No, I actually had not. First drink ever? 14.
Okay.
At my Aunt Nancy's wedding. My older cousins fed me Captain and Cokes and orange juice and vodka.
Those older cousins.
Older cousins. And my mom got very mad at them.
I bet.
You shouldn't be feeding him that. It's almost time for the Macarena. He can't do it right if he has too many of those. You know, I think the Macarena was even out. Yeah. It was like, what was the weddings, like the fun type? The wedding song before Macarena, or like just the fun dance, like Limbo, probably. I'm
I think I went to like three weddings my whole childhood. I have no idea.
Like, Macarena was like really popular in the 90s. I'm trying to think of like anything that was like the thing. Like, ooh, it was excited. Chicken dance in Wisconsin. Maybe that's, if he has another one of those Captain and Cokes, no chicken dance. You know, that's probably how
it, your mom does not sound like that.
That's probably how it went. But yeah, 14 was when I had my first beverage.
Wow.
No, the what was my initial point before?
I don't know. That? Sorry, you had moved on past cinnamon flavored.
Oh yeah, I hated cinnamon stuff, and I never liked cinnamon stuff to begin with. I hated Red Hots as a kid, like when you got those like in your stocking or at a as because I remember like getting those even at Halloween in the little packets of them, like gazillion Red Hots.
Remember? I don't remember that.
No,
I didn't get those.
Oh, we got Red Hots. I gave them to my mom. She loves cinnamon candy. And I didn't like cinnamon candy. I like cinnamon, but not cinnamon candy or cinnamon liquor. And we were 17, 18, and I didn't really party much at all in high school. So like, this is like my one party story of high school.
Okay.
I did not go to high school parties. I didn't. I was never at one like where they got busted and this or that, all that stuff that went on. So like the one, we had like a small get together with like two or three people, and that was my high school party. But I remember we had Hot 100 is what it was called. 100 proof liquor, cinnamon flavored. We didn't know what we were buying, and we got it, and it was just,
it's like cinnamon Everclear.
Oh my God, it was horrible. And I have not ever liked anything cinnamon licorice since. But this actually is nice. It's not that. So I need to kind of reevaluate my taste on that. But
it's great. It really is. It's not over the top. It doesn't taste like a Red Hot. It doesn't taste, you know, it's got a very well-rounded flavor.
I could see this even like heated up with like coffee or something.
In the morning, you bet. Driving the kids to school, awesome. No, yeah. No.
Tomorrow morning, we'll see a special Ozark Mountain News with Jenny Brewski.
No.
216-446-7810 if you want to call in live and share a ghost story with us. We'd love to hear it.
I don't think before you and I got together, I'd had anything but Smirnoff and Osti.
Smirnoff and Osti? Like Smirnoff vodka? Or what are you referring to? Smirnoff
ice. And Osti. I had
what? What age did we get together at? That was.
Well, I was like 24,
25.
I was 25, yeah. But I hadn't had much. And you basically taught me how to drink like a grown up. You should be proud.
I am proud. I'm very proud. I remember a lot of our first dates actually consisted of. We would hang out late, talk, and talk about ghost stories and stuff, and have several bottles of wine. And
not several.
Several, like eight or nine.
I didn't know. I'd have a couple glasses, and you'd have the rest.
It was fun. It was a lot of...
it was fun.
A lot of hanging out. That's our phone number to call if you want to share a ghost story with us. I'm going to go to one of these stories I have over here.
Okay.
While we wait for a phone call. And let's hear a ghost story. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ember. I'm from Dallas, Texas. My story today is more so about an energy-based encounter. This happened about 3 years ago. At the time, I was a stay-at-home mom. I was preparing lunch for my children. It was your typical day, nothing special, just very easygoing, lots of playing and coloring with the kids, and just your usual stay-at-home mom activities. I was in the kitchen making lunch, like I mentioned, and I was minding my own business when suddenly I felt some activity going in and out of my torso area. It did it about three times, like a bleeding energy going through your body and out of it and just like taking your breath away. That is what it felt like being surprised over and over again and just forcefully being surprised. It passed by very quickly. I didn't feel or see anything else. After that, it was just fleeting and left. Nothing stands out. Maybe the fact that there is a historic cemetery about three blocks away might have some influence on it. Although I never in the 3 years I lived there felt any negative energy walking by or even going in there and just hanging out. It looked exceptionally beautiful after a snowstorm every winter, and just the old headstones look so pretty with the white landscapes. So when that happened, nothing else ever happened after that. Don't really have an explanation, but it's one of the couple of experiences I've had with what I would consider paranormal. And well, I hope you enjoyed my story again this December. Thanks. Have a great day, and I love your show. Bye.
And Jenny?
You know, I know that feeling, not of having something like go through you, but having something and you feel like you can't catch your breath.
Okay.
And I've said it before on the show, but I'll say it again. If, you know, having had a panic attack before and having had a paranormal experience before, it feels very much similar when you feel like you can't catch your breath and you're kind of like something's not right. And I don't know if it's because the paranormal is trying, you know, kind of almost puts you, your anxiety level into panic attack state, or what it is, but
okay,
it feels the same. So I totally think something was there with her because it kind of kept taking her breath.
Quickly, 10-second explanation. Paranormal experience.
What?
Paranormal experience. You said paranormal experience and panic attack. I'm just trying to define the two. What were the two experiences? Number one, paranormal experience. What was it?
I've had a few.
What was the most defining one for you where you would have kind of been close to a panic attack?
Ellis Island.
Okay.
Just the energy there is, it's almost crippling.
And the other?
What?
Panic attack, paranormal experience.
I'd rather not discuss my panic attack.
Okay.
Okay. It was a bad situation, okay, enough to send you into a state of panic.
Okay.
I had some very bad news given to me about a very, very close family member. Okay. He survived, but it sent me into a panic attack.
Sure, okay.
I was a kid, so.
Okay, sure, okay. So, but same sort of overwhelming.
It does. It overwhelms your senses to the point you can't seem to process things around you.
Sure, and I agree. I think that's how that works.
Yeah.
Quite often where it's just, it's an overwhelming feeling.
Right.
And that can be very difficult then to decipher the two. Mm-hmm. When you're in that sort of a situation.
Right.
Thank you for the call. The phone number, if you want to share your story with us, is 216-446-7810. The phone lines are open right now. If you want to call in and get a ghost story in before we wrap up the show for the evening, 216-GHOST-10. I know there's still a lot of viewers here on Facebook. I was cutting out a little bit or not.
I think they just want us to chug and keep talking.
They're just enjoying us drinking, and they're like, we're not going to do shit. You guys, I'm just going to watch this until somebody falls over, essentially, because we do have the other...
We are up high.
We have the other...
This one's great. This one tastes like a black jelly bean. I'm just saying.
Okay, I'll do it. You have to finish that, and then we'll try that, and we'll do a call in between.
You try it, and then I'll finish this, because I'm not chugging this.
I still have some...
Okay.
Okay, call. Do a call.
Okay.
And then...
I'll finish this during the call.
You finish this during the call, then we'll go into our next...
Make sure it's not like a one-minute call.
30-second call.
No.
Ready? 4 minutes, 48 seconds.
Okay,
ready?
Hi. Got it.
You are on the air. Let's hear a story.
Hey, Tammy. Hey, Jenny. This is Vicky from West Virginia. I was thrilled to hear my story on your hypnosis show. I have a story. I have many stories, but the one I'm going to tell today is about me and my best friend. Her name was Kim. I'm 53 now. We met in eighth grade. We were both new at a school in Columbus. And we hooked up right away outside of the school, and we were inseparable. And my mother and father moved me back to West Virginia in the 10th grade, and I was heartbroken, and so was she, but we called each other every day. She would come to my house on the weekends and in the summer, and we were still best friends up until she got married. I got married first and had a baby that died, And she came and stayed with me. About a year later, I had another baby, and he's 34 now. And she had gotten married, and she started having kids, and she wound up with 5 children, and we became separated after she got married, a couple years after she got married. Her husband was very controlling, and he was an alcoholic, and I'll not go into too many details, but he was a real jerk, and he kept us separated, and she wound up, I kept trying to get into contact with her, and I was following this thing online because they were pretty well-known people, and I was following it to keep track of her and what was going on in her life. He had an affair and left her, and she was staying with one of her kids, and it just goes on and on and on. But she, one night I was laying sleeping, and I thought this was real. I heard a knock at the door. I jumped up. I went to the front door. I have a big window in my front door. So, you know, one of those with the oval glass. And I could see her standing out on my porch. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's Kim. And I opened up my front door, and I'm like, Kim, what are you doing? And she's crying, and she says, Vicki, I'm so sorry. I am so, so sorry. And I said, forget it. All's forgiven. Just get in this house. It's cold out here. Get inside. And she said, I'm so sorry. And she vanished. And I woke up, and it was a dream. And I was like, oh my God, something's happened. And I jumped up and ran to my computer and got on the thread online, and she had died 2 days before. And I had no idea, didn't even know she was sick. Blew my mind. I knew immediately that something terrible had happened, but yeah, she had died, and she had came back to tell me she was sorry, and I cried for several months, and I still cry talking about it. I'm all choked up right now, but yeah, that really happened, and I hope you can use it on your show. I love your show. Listen all the time. Thank you guys for giving me something to listen to while I work all day. And I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
I'm so glad she shared that. And, you know, we often think about people that have death visits as how scary that is, you know, that somebody they love has come back. But I think sometimes it's such a blessing, you know, to have somebody come back. It's like a gift because you just, you don't know how they feel, you know, at the end of life. And then you're able to get that little glimpse of it, you know?
I agree. It's one of those things where you don't really know exactly how it's going for them, but sometimes you get that glimpse that way and the way you least expect it or know that they could ever express it, but they actually do.
Right.
And it's quite amazing. Thank you for sharing that story with us. I have a caller at 978 on the line. Hi, who's this? What were you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from, my name is Mandy.
Where are you calling from, Mandy?
Massachusetts.
Okay, great, Mandy. Let's hear your ghost story.
So this is a story I found when I was a ghost investigator. This was on an old farm that was turning into a drug rehab center.
Okay.
And before they tore this building down, they went and kind of check it out. It was very old. And so we had gone in. The first day, we were kind of
Mandy, Mandy, your phone connection is horrible. Is there any way that we can make it any better? Can you stay still? Are you driving or what's going on? Mandy? Mandy's gone. Sorry, I'd love to hear it. That sounds really like an interesting story. Mandy, if you can call back, that'd be great. Let's go to another caller at 615. Hi, who's this? What's your name?
Hey. This is Tammy. I'm in Nashville.
Hey, Tammy.
I have something that happened today that I wanted to tell you guys about.
Let's hear
okay.
it.
Okay.
So today, I was at work. I was the only one left in my area. And I'm finding graphic panels and putting them in order and stuff. And some of them were on this huge cart. It's about an 8-foot tall cart by about 6-foot wide. Mm-hmm. And I had pulled some things off the cart, and I was organizing them on another area of the area, another area of the workspace. Mm-hmm. And when I turned around, the cart was following me.
The cart was following you?
It was just like trailing.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like trailing behind me.
It's like Ghostbusters in the library in the basement, isn't it? I mean, that's, wow.
Yeah, it was. It really freaked me out. I decided to, like, go ahead and take off and go home.
That's my next question is, like, what did you do? Have you ever had anything odd like that happen before there, or was that a first-time experience?
Well, I've had things happen there, but nothing like that.
Yeah. Like, what else has happened there? Like, what's the most dramatic thing that's happened there beyond that?
Well, I had written about this one time, and you read it quite a while back, but I was in the dark room, and I was taking film out, and this bright light lit up the room, mm-hmm. and when I looked up, I could see, like, the outline of a man in a hat, and behind him was, like, the sun. Like, just really bright behind me. And I went ahead and developed my film, and it was just like this bizarre orange and red pattern on the mm-hmm. film. So
that is bizarre. Yeah, I do.
I remember that. Yeah.
I remember that one too. Well, thank you for calling in and sharing your story tonight. We do really appreciate that. I'm glad that that's where it ended and you got yeah. out of there. Although it would have been really more dramatic if, like, more shit happened. But that was good. That was that was creepy as hell. So, yeah, the cart following you. Okay, thank
you. Have a great night.
You too. Thank you for calling in. All right, bye-bye. Well, that was fun. How would you like to be in a place where the cart follows you?
I don't want... Even a helpful ghost, I don't want that. No.
I'm just picturing, like, going through a library as a kid. Remember the little the footstool type things that you would sit on?
Uh-huh.
Little, like, circle things.
Right.
That would roll around.
A level and then a level, yeah.
Yeah. It was like a tri wheeled thing.
And they're for standing up to get high books, yeah. but kids always sat on them.
Exactly.
And you needed one, and some little kid was parked on
I'd always
it.
Sit on them. I'd sit on them all the time.
That was your fault. Yeah.
Yeah, but I could just, like, see one, like, just following you around. It'd almost be like R2-D2 following you around the library or something.
Yeah.
We have one more beverage to taste tonight before we end the
before
beverage.
We pass out.
Yeah, we'll just pass out live on camera, and there'll be another 4 hours of live stream, but...
Tony drooling on the bar.
We'll be down there like, who's got a ghost story? I hear voices. It's just Jenny mumbling down there.
We're good.
So, anyhow,
we're good.
Underground. This is the handcrafted herbal spirit. And it says, shake once, serve cold. And I have.
That's more than once. You've messed it up.
It means not that. It's not like...
Once or five times, whatever.
Once, twice, four times, eight times.
You messed up my liquor.
I serve it in the fridge. There you go.
I just want a little bit.
Here's 5 shots worth. It's 80 proof, so.
Oh, so it's like
that's it. It's whatever. Like it's like water. Just, you know, it's,
do a shot.
It's not going to do anything to you. So
I love it. It smells like jelly beans.
Black. It smells jelly like beans. Jägermeister.
Or black jelly beans.
Without the 100 some proof of that.
It tastes like black jelly beans, which are my favorite. I love that.
It to me kind of has that aromatic. But what am I looking for here?
I don't know. Herbal jelly beans.
Black jelly beans, herbal is what I'm going to say.
Herbal jelly beans.
Herbal jelly beans, because who doesn't love herbal jelly beans?
It's great. It really is. And I don't know what herbs are in it. It says it's got some ginseng and guarana.
Yeah.
I don't know how those are supposed to taste, but this tastes freaking awesome. I could drink this on its own all the time.
It is. It's guarana, ginseng, and caramel, which is essentially black jelly beans. And that's kind of what you get out of it. But it's not the... If you're like, ooh, I don't mind the taste of like Jaeger, but it's just too harsh. This is a good alternative to this because it's lighter, it's lower alcohol, and you could actually sip on this. So it's a good alternative option for that.
So my thought, if you take this one, and this is probably totally wrong in all the liquor laws, and mix it with this one.
This is where shit gets crazy, everybody.
It would taste like peppernuts. Remember the little tiny cookies at Christmas?
Do it.
Here, you do it. I don't know how much to pour.
Just a drop. Or eight.
It would taste like, I'm sure some of our listeners know what peppernuts
is. A southern thing, right?
No, not really. It's more of a, like a German Midwestern thing.
I never had peppernuts.
My favorite memory of Kansas is peppernuts.
Okay, peppernut drink. Let's see what it tastes like. And Jenny chug, or as Harper says, chunk.
It tastes like peppernuts, which are almost like kind of a gingerbread, licorice flavored little tiny cookie, and they're tiny.
It does.
I love peppernuts, so this is awesome.
Add some Di Serrano to that, or an amaretto, and then you got
you
have all the holidays in one glass.
No, that's too much.
It's bursting with holiday flavor.
Just these two are perfect.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm going to take this one slow.
Okay, that's good. That wraps up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, everybody.
That's a lot of liquor for one episode.
We did. I did not pour full shots into our beverages.
I know that, but it doesn't take that much for me.
It was just little bits. Anyway, I'm explaining
that's
why to the listeners.
You're fine and I'm not.
Well, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I don't even know what show this is. Is this Junkin' with Jenny or
no.
Is this Ghost Stories?
Ghost Stories.
I don't know what show we're any of.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Keep us on the air. Subscribe and become an EPP at ghostpodcast.com. That's where you can get all the bonus episodes of our program. Almost 180 of them, almost. My God.
That's a lot.
That's like what some...
That's a lot of weeks.
Just like normal podcasts are at. Just like for like their normal weeks of like, you got 180 episodes and that's what we got. That's our like bonus area.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Some of our best episodes there, best shows, just creepiest stories you're going to find. Ghostpodcast.com. Check it out. $5 a month is all it is to subscribe and keep us on the air. Your support is what keeps this show going. So if you like this thing, chip in a little bit and help us stay alive. We greatly appreciate that. Until next time, for Jenny Brewski, who's enjoying her Christmas
slowly
beverage
enjoying my peppernut drink over
February.
I'm
Tony Brewski. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, and thanks for watching our live Tuesday night episode. Join us again every Tuesday on our Facebook page for Spirits with Spirits. Good night, everybody.